The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo. Reldesemative aids motor and respiratory strength in types 2 and 3, an early trial finds. 8 weeks of treatment with investigational add-on oral therapy, reldesemative, safely improved motor and respiratory strength in adolescents and adults with spinal muscular atrophy, according to final data from a Phase 2 hypothesis-generated clinical trial. These findings support further clinical testing of reldesemative, designed to aid skeletal muscle function to confirm its therapeutic potential in these patients, the researchers noted. The results, reldesemative in patients with spinal muscular atrophy, a Phase 2 hypothesis-generated study, was published in the journal Neurotherapeutics. Developed by Cytokinetics and Astellas, reldesemative is an orally available selective fast skeletal muscle troponin activator designed to improve muscle contraction by slowing the rate of calcium release from regulatory proteins or troponins in skeletal muscle fibers. By acting on the troponin complex, reldesemative is thought to increase in the capacity of skeletal muscles to contract, despite lesser nerve stimuli due to the SMA-associated progressive loss of motor neurons. Motor neurons are the specialized nerve cells that control muscle movement. Reldesemative does not target the underlying cause of SMA, a lack of SMN, a key protein for motor neuron and muscle health, and is therefore meant to complement SMA's disease-modifying therapies, or DMTs. The therapy received orphan drug designation in both the U.S. and Europe as a potential SMA treatment. This status is meant to accelerate reldesemative's development and review, as well as provide long marketing exclusivity periods upon approval. The Phase 2 placebo-controlled and hypothesis-generating trial evaluated the therapy's safety and effectiveness in 70 adolescents and adults, ages 12 to 72 with SMA types 2 and 3, who had not been previously treated with Spinraza or nusinersen, the only DMT approved for SMA at the time. Participants recruited at sites across the U.S. and Canada had a mean age of 29.4 years, with 20 of them being adolescents. Most were male and white and had type 3 SMA. Less than half retained the ability to walk. Patients were grouped according to whether or not they could walk and randomly assigned to an oral liquid of either 150 milligrams of reldesemative, 24 patients, 450 milligrams of reldesemative, 20 patients, or a placebo, 26 patients, taken twice daily for 8 weeks. The trial's main goal was to assess the therapy's effects on 8 validated outcome measures, assessing muscle strength, motor and respiratory function, and functional mobility. Secondary goals included its pharmacokinetics, the therapy's movement into, through, and out of the body, and safety measures. More than 92% of patients in the reldesemative and placebo groups completed the study. Results showed that changes in outcomes measures from the study's start to week 8 were not significantly different from placebo in either reldesemative dose group, with the exception of the 6-minute walk distance test and maximum expiratory pressure, the researchers wrote. Of note, the 6-minute walk test measures the distance a patient can walk in 6 minutes, while MEP reflects expiratory or respiratory muscle strength. A dose-dependent effect was observed in 6-minute walk test scores, with both reldesemative groups showing an increase during the study relative to the placebo group. This improvement was more pronounced in the high-dose group. Better 6-minute walk test scores were significantly different from placebo in the high-dose group at week 4, a difference of 35.6 meters, and at 4 weeks after the last dose, 30.8 meters. Improvements in the 6-minute walk test were also more frequent among reldesemative-treated patients than among those with a placebo. Both reldesemative groups showed significantly greater improvements in expiratory muscle strength at the end of treatment compared with the placebo group. In addition, older age appeared to be associated with greater increases in the 6-minute walk test, while lower MEP at study start was linked to greater MEP improvements. Highest peak blood levels of reldesemtiv also associated with statistically significant and clinically meaningful changes in both the 6-minute walk test and MEP. Similar rates of adverse events were observed in reldesemtiv and placebo groups, with most being mild or moderate in severity. The most frequently reported side effects included headache, nausea, and fatigue. 4 serious adverse events were reported, 2 in each reldesemtiv dose group, but they were easily resolved and deemed unrelated to the therapy, the researchers wrote. Adverse events led to treatment discontinuation in 2 patients in the placebo group, and 1 being given reldesemtiv at high dose, 450 milligrams. The researchers wrote, quote, "In this hypothesis-generated study, the 6-WMD and the MEP improved versus placebo in patients with SMA receiving reldesemtiv, consistent with increased skeletal muscle force production by reldesemtiv. These positive findings, in association with tolerability of the doses employed in this trial, support further clinical development of reldesemtiv for the potential treatment of patients with SMA," they added. Researchers anticipate that future reldesemtiv trials will likely involve longer treatment, higher doses, and a greater number of patients, including those who are currently using or were previously treated with a disease-relevant DMT. Besides SMA, reldesemtiv is also being evaluated as a potential treatment for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. With vaccinations ramping up across the country, we can't help but do a little daydreaming over on the forums. Alyssa is looking forward to a treat and her favorite drink from the local coffee shop after she gets her vaccine. Keeping in mind safety precautions, of course, as she drinks it from the outdoor patio while enjoying socially distanced people watching. Brianna Elber's latest article reflects on this past year. She too is venturing out little by little. Because she felt comfortable enough to get her necessary allergy shots, she found out she's now eligible for the COVID vaccine. Her injection is scheduled, so we wish her the best. You can read her entire column at smanewstoday.com. We have so many great columnists here at SMA News Today. Kevin's recent article is a good reminder to slow down a bit. Maybe I'll take his advice so I can catch up on my reading, like Halsey's article on St. Patrick's, or Katie's on building her caregiver team. I dread that process, so looking forward to getting her perspective. I'm also curious about what ancient Greek architecture tells us about accessibility. Sherry writes about that in her latest piece. Anyway, it looks like I've got some great reading ahead of me. Head to smanewstoday.com under the Categories tab to read along with me. Then pop over to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums, and we can talk about those articles. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.